DB Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Tristan Cruz episode. I met Tristan during soundcheck before the Fantastic Planet album release party. He was just sitting on a couch and we just started talking, and he seemed like a very interesting person, and we just exchanged information. My favorite part about his interview is when he was talking about these conventions for pins and buttons and stuff. Like, you could go on a tour, you could go on a pin convention tour, and this actually exists. So I found that very, very interesting. His button and sticker game and pin game is off the charts, and definitely tune in. You'll learn something. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Steamy Weeby Show, brought to you by Purple Mattress and Blue Chew Penis Pills. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome Tristan Cruz from CruxWorldwide.com, and that's a pin company, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for coming, my man.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Such a trip to be here.
Yeah.
Dude.
What do you think about the place?
No, it's cool. I was listening to the Free the Robots episode.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like 2 hours ago, I was just listening to Free the Robots and cutting my toenails, and
then
of a sudden, I'm here.
Yeah. So, you know, it's weird because I met Free the Robots at soundcheck for the Fantastic Planet album release party.
Yeah.
And I met you randomly at soundcheck. You're just sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
And I just sat next to you, and we just got along instantly. Isn't that right?
Yeah. What were you talking about?
You. The first thing you said to me was, "Are you? The last time I've been here, I did LSD at a warehouse party."
Oh yeah.
His intro line was, "I've been at parties like this on LSD."
I've only been there once on LSD, and it was trippy. It was like I felt like I was inside a vaporwave computer or something. Like,
yeah. How do you?
Have you ever been when like they doll it up?
I did it in the 90s.
No, not LSD, but chewing foil. When like they have like,
that's my first chewing.
The video. No. They have video games
no,
and everyone's.
No. That's my first event.
Okay. Yeah, for that one, they knew it was going to be a huge event, so they took out a bunch of stuff. But normally, they'll have, like,
crazy,
like a truck,
oh,
like,
wow,
thing. There's, like, a bunch of video games.
Wow. How'd you
people
hear? How'd you get?
How do I know about chewing foil?
Yeah.
My friend Corbin, he's part of a beat collective that I'm a part of, too, called Green and Gold.
Oh, I didn't even know. You make beats?
I don't make beats.
Oh, but
I'm just
saying,
like, one of the artists.
Let me see it again.
It's, like, an art and,
Green
like,
and Gold beats.
Yeah,
spells,
there's like nine
wise
of us.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, and
so,
Corbin's
hey,
a part
know
of it.
That. I had no idea you were a part of that.
Yeah.
So should. What kind of like, is it like just instrumental beats and stuff?
Yeah, just like it varies, like lo-fi.
Oh, dope.
Corbin's
love
doing a bunch of like,
shout out to Corbin, huh?
Vaporwave. Yeah,
yeah,
shout
yeah,
out to,
yeah, yeah,
to him. He's doing,
yeah, we got
to
get him on the show. Like, or we got to get some of the other beat makers because
yeah,
they're
friend,
always welcome on the Stevie Weeby show.
My friend Chip really wants to come, but he had work today.
Is Chip a producer too?
Yeah, he makes beats and he's a really great artist.
What does he use?
I don't know. No, I mean, like, he uses a computer. Yeah. He, like, whenever they talk about beats and, like, all these things, like, mm-hmm. I just, like, I zone out and I, like, start, like...
Yeah, that's what I loved about you. Because you, during Little Ray's performance, my performance, you were right next to my girlfriend in it. Do you remember this guy? He was dancing in the front.
I dance.
I love that dude. Pound on that. Yeah, he's on the website.
No, I kind of like at the end of the night I was like, oh no, like what did I do? Because like I was like dancing the whole night.
You did fine.
And like everyone's just like taking photos.
Yeah.
They want to take a photo of the crowd because it's just like so, you know, crazy. And like
but
you didn't
care. You were in it.
Yeah, I was
dancing.
In it. I always do. Yeah. I like to dance.
Did you like Lil Ray's set or my set?
I like yours better.
Than Ray?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Where is he anyways?
I have no idea, but he's been a pain in the ass. I'm sick of that guy. He's just been bothering me. You know, he wasn't on the flyer.
Yeah, every time I see you, I always miss him. Like,
yeah, you know. Well, he's stuck on a purgatory planet as we speak. Him and that robot Beep. So we'll talk. Well, we don't have to talk about them. You know, they're fine. You know, I just need a break from them. So let's get into your history. Like, how did you? Where are you from? Firstly,
I'm from Costa Mesa, California.
Costa Mesa. Okay.
Yeah, I've lived there forever.
Yeah, near Orange County?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right next to Newport. The best way I describe it is like, it's in South Coast Plaza, mm-hmm. but like next to the IKEA.
I love
and
IKEA.
And everyone's like, oh, I know where that IKEA is. Well, yeah, I live next to
IKEA. I love
IKEA
because this desk is from IKEA. I'm not so sure of their beds because I used to have an IKEA bed that's not here. Their beds are uncomfortable, but they're cheap.
Where'd you get that bed?
That's a purple mattress. That's a purple mattress bed right there.
Purple mattress, huh?
Yeah, that's a great bed. So I'm so happy about that instead of the last one. Right, Bryce?
Right.
But anyway, what's it like for an Asian guy growing up in Costa Mesa? What was that like?
What was it like? Mm-hmm. It's pretty normal. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, before that, I lived in Santa Ana. Mm-hmm. And like when I was growing up, luckily I dodged it because in Santa Ana, there's two schools. There's McFadden and MacArthur. Mm-hmm. And those two, like they don't... It's like MacArthur is mm-hmm. like the school that everybody wants to go to. Mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. McFadden is kind of like hell. Like there's two sides.
What are
and
the
so like people would line up like smart. It's like better teachers mm-hmm, and everything mm-hmm. and like better opportunities in McFadden. Yeah. And then all the troublemakers, they all go to
the other one.
Or no, MacArthur.
MacArthur.
MacArthur is a good one. McFadden is like, I went to McFadden. They
so you went to the bad.
I
went to the bad one.
Well, they knew my parents knew we're gonna move.
Yeah.
So they were just like, "Oh, who cares? We're not gonna wait in line and like do this whole
Because
there's you have to get accepted too. It's like
for a public high school.
Yeah. No. It wasn't a high school. It was a junior high school. Did I say
this
high
is
school?
For junior high?
It's for junior high. That's how crazy it was.
So and you have to apply for junior high school?
Well, I mean, like, you have to, like, get there and, like, get on the list because everyone wants to go to that good school.
Have you heard of these schools, Bryce?
Wait, where are you from?
Wisconsin.
He's from Wisconsin, man. What are the Wisconsin Badgers?
Yeah.
They're red and white.
Yeah. Yep.
Huh? Shout out to my man, Ethan Wick. I hope you do well in the NCAA wrestling tournament in a few months in the Big Ten tournament, okay? Look out for Ethan Wick. I'm a huge wrestling fan. But back to you, my friend.
Yeah, so McFadden. And then after that, it was just crazy. And I don't think I could cut it. Mm-hmm. So we moved to Costa Mesa and everything was just laid back. Everyone was just so chill.
Yeah.
And it's such a
Isn't
small
that a surf
school.
Community or?
No, I don't know. It's... Costa Mesa is like one of those cities that like kind of like go under the radar. You don't really notice it.
Yeah.
But,
is that near Huntington?
Yeah, it's close to Huntington. It's pretty much close to, it's in the middle of everything. It's close to Santa Ana.
Yeah.
Close to Newport. Close to Tustin.
Yeah.
Close to Westminster. So I'm like right.
You're right there
right
in the middle.
There.
Yeah.
And then
I
can go to Long Beach. The furthest for me would be like Riverside or L.A.
Yeah. So when did you start getting into like music and then how did you get into the pin movement and like what made you think of starting your own company and all that?
Well, in high school, I just I always drew and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Art classes?
Huh?
Art class?
Art class. Mm-hmm. I took two. Mm-hmm. For some reason, like, my art wasn't ever really that good, but everybody that I knew was just always just super supportive. They're always like, oh,
yeah, that's cool.
We love your work. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I look back at my old work and I'm just like, yeah, this sucks. Like, I don't even know why you guys like it. It lifted me up. I think if somebody just told me, like, oh, you're not good enough, like, I think that would have deterred me.
Yeah. But, dude, it's... You're the most critical. I think artists are the most critical in their own work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we've had quite a few artists, right? When you say Bryce on this show. And I think that the trick to their success is, I guess, becoming a hermit.
A hermit?
Yeah. Just like isolating from the world and like just doing it like for like hours. Like,
yeah.
Like all night.
Well, I developed a style because like when I was a sophomore, I started smoking marijuana.
yeah. So that developed your style?
Well, not this. This is more different than the previous. I wish I had some to show you, but it's like line art. It's all psychedelic and everything.
I get that vibe from you. The first time I met you, once you said that, I'm like,
when you said acid, I knew you.
In my mind, I'm like, oh, this is a psychedelic cat right here.
Nah.
Like, but I don't know. It's just your personality was familiar to me. Like there was like some kind of like kinship there. I was like, I know this guy, but I had never met you in my life.
Yeah. Well, for me it was different. I'm like, I definitely know this guy.
Oh, definitely.
You sat next to me on the couch, and I was just like, you were sitting on the edge too.
Yeah.
And you were all talking to me. I was like, hey, do you want to sit down?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, sure. Yeah.
That was a stressful sound check. I was excited to meet Exile and Free the Robots.
Dope. The Robots dope. I saw Free the Robots at Beat Cinema.
Yeah, yeah. So, I was that's like a huge scene, right? That beat scene in LA.
Everyone's all connected to everybody. And like I used to go to the Crosby a lot. That's how I knew Chris.
Do they have
Chris.
Like beat showcases there?
The Crosby was Chris's restaurant.
That was Alfaro's restaurant?
Chris
Alfaro. Yeah, shout out to Chris again being on the show. My homie Mestizo brought me to a random like place on Melrose, and he paid $5 and walked up these stairs, and each room had like a different like beat set going on. They had I don't know if it's Ableton.
In Melrose?
So, yeah, but they had like the ones where they're triggering like the colorful buttons and
yeah, it looks trippy.
It tripped me out. Yeah, I was really tripped out. I was like, what are they doing it live? Have you seen this place? So these guys are doing all beat sets, and they have these buttons that there's like 60 buttons or something. They're like doing it live, but they're like hitting it so fast and
It's a
whole concert of them. Like it's a whole set of them doing this live beat set, and the one guy would do like 20 minutes, and then another guy would hop on. He'd have a whole different style.
Yeah,
but there's a whole movement. I'm not familiar with it. I'd like to get to know it more.
You should go to the beat battle. It's
Where's that?
This Sunday, I think. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, there's beat battles.
There's
and stuff.
A beat battle at Chewing Foil on a Sunday. I'll message you.
I
think it's gonna be it's not this Sunday, but the following Sunday.
I would like to go just to maybe network and meet some producers.
I think you would like it. I don't even know how they judge it, but like
how would you judge a beat? Yeah, how do you judge that?
It's not like a rap battle where dissing each other.
Yeah,
and
this
it's like,
is
all right,
just,
next time. But I think it's more kind of like
if you're on the
beat,
metronome,
the heat, and then like just like I don't know.
Do you know about this
equipments
whole
are all different
subculture,
too.
Bryce, of what's going on?
The beat culture,
dude. Check this out. So I was in one of the rooms, and then this black dude like he was like, "Hey, Stevie Weeby Show," and I'm like, I was taken back, like, oh, like he was the dude that like was throwing the whole event. I should have like got his name because I would have loved him as a guest.
Yeah.
But he like I think coordinated the whole night.
Oh.
So I was like, you know, I was kind of tripping that night. I was like, literally.
Do you know what it's called?
No, there was three rooms though.
Three rooms.
It was. It reminded me of like a chewing, like a mini rave or something like that.
They
like a mini
rooms.
Mini one. So yeah, it's there's crazy. there's a whole scene out there, huh? So shout out to my man Mike Gao too. I want my man. I need Mikey on here one day, because my friend Mike does beats as well. But I'm old. I do beats, but it's more like boom bap, old school, like hip hop beats, okay. Like where I just loop a break beat and find like jazz samples.
And I totally know what you mean about like the whole. There's so many buttons. Like, how are you doing that?
How are they doing it flawlessly? Is what I want to know.
Did you see Leilani's set?
Yeah.
Did you see her doing that? She's like, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see Leilani set? Very good. She killed it, dude.
I was like, how do you know which to push? You know, just so many buttons. It's so futuristic.
It's futuristic, yeah. Well, I have Ableton now.
You do?
I don't know how to use it.
Okay. Yeah, I had Ableton too once.
I'm like just staring at it. So for those of you who don't know, Ableton is what all the dope producers are using. I can't get to step one. I don't even know how to load a kick on it or a snare. I'm like looking at it. I spend an hour just looking at it. And then when I look at the tutorial, I'm like, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I try to use GarageBand, and that's more user-friendly.
I could teach you that.
You make your own beats?
Yeah, I do it. Yeah, I do it on the sampler. I learned on this. I learned on this first. I learned on the MS-1 first.
Okay.
And this was dope because you could put batteries in it. And then, you know.
But you can't rely on that live, though, right?
Do you use that live? No,
it's just to make
if you have a memory card.
Just to make like a
beat. This is to make a beat.
Yeah.
To make a beat and to layer stuff. Like, okay, so like if I wanted to, I use the SP-303 now, but if I were to make a beat on this thing, I would put the break beat on button 4. Mm. And then I would loop it perfectly. I'm like really OCD about doing like a perfect loop.
Yeah.
And I sound design my own break beats, but I do that, and then on the rest of the buttons, I try to come up with find obscure jazz samples. If I had a working turntable, I would do that, go through those records. Yeah. But since we have the internet now, you don't even need that.
Right. Yeah. Again, like when you're describing that, it's like, but I feel like you would think I would know more about like beats and instruments and music and everything since I'm a part of an art beat collective.
Yeah.
And like
this is the simplistic way of the stuff I initially talked about, like the 60 buttons. This is only 8 buttons, so that's why I was like trying to bring it back to the origin of like how to do that. But we have to take a break for our sponsors. Our first sponsor is Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a pill that you chew up, and then a couple minutes later. Hard, dude, like a carrot. Okay, if you want to do that, I mean, if I was single, I would still take it just to masturbate and use my pocket vagina. But I have a girlfriend, but she's back home now. But I would still do it, and I have taken Blue Chew and masturbated, and it's more of a pleasurable experience. So if you want to have a pleasurable experience like me masturbating, go to bluechew.com, promo code Stevie, and try it for free, my friends. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code Stevie. Just pay $5 shipping. Right, Bryce? Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. How's that?
Sounds pretty good.
Okay. With that being said, back to what we're talking about. I didn't have any of this stuff written. I didn't think we were going to talk about this, but I had no idea you're involved in the Beat Collective scene and all that stuff.
Well, I have questions for you, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so when did you start, when did you want to do your own podcast?
That's a very good question. Okay, so I'm also in a, you know, you mentioned DVD ASA, right?
Yeah.
But you stopped, you said you stopped listening once I got on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know, so I missed it. No, like, I remember Bobby Lee was hyping you up. He's like, he's just this
That's my brother. That's my brother.
Like this menace. Like, I don't know. Like I was like, oh, he sounds interesting.
He actually brought me there. I didn't want to go initially. I'm like, dude, I don't want to go. Let's just get some Korean food. He's like, come on, dude. You got to meet these guys. It'll take 15 minutes. But anyway, that 15 minutes ended up me being on the podcast.
Yeah.
And through that, I met my homies, Dave Cho, Money Mark, Heather Leather, Dylan the Kid, Eddie Kid. Just it goes on and on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we ended up going to Big Bear to record. We thought we were going to jam, but we ended up recording an album. This album.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This album, Ego Moya, and we ended up doing this, and we ended up touring and doing shows. We did an East Coast tour, West Coast tour, and so our final, like we, you know, we did the tours. We went up to Canada as well, but then we did one last show. This was our last thing we were gonna do in New York for Steve Aoki's Fashion Week. It was one of the weirdest shows we've ever done because we had to perform. Like for fat, it was weird. It was like the fashion industry. They were ignoring us the whole time. So I'm like, ah! You know, like trying to get their middle just, you know, like Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, yeah.
It was imagine doing like a rap punk rock show in front of that crowd.
Okay.
They don't want to see it, but we did it.
Yeah.
And you know, Stevie Aoki ended up doing a remix of one of our songs.
That's nice.
Well, they cut my vocals completely out of it.
Really?
Okay. So I was on the plane ride back because I knew that was it for me. I'm like, oh man, I guess the band is done. That was our last
gig.
How did
you know it was done? Like,
that's what they said. They go, I got an email saying that was it.
Who, Dave?
Well, no, just the management for the whole band thing. Oh, they're like, okay. Oh, you know, sorry, you know, blah blah blah. To inform you, this is we're not gonna do it now. And what? So I was, yeah.
So
you had a
manager just telling you guys, hey, you guys should make a band, and all of a sudden,
it was a collective. Okay. Understanding of that we're gonna do that, but it was just like it ran its course. We did we did the touring, and then you know. And all that. And so I'm on the plane ride back from New York. Was it JFK, right? JFK to LAX.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm literally like panicking, Bryce. I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? The band's done. And so I'm like, I don't know what got into me, but I'm like, oh, I should just do my own podcast. On the plane. And then I just turned around and I turned to Money Mark and I'm like, hey, will you be my first guest? And so literally I just decided on the plane ride to give it a shot.
Yeah.
And so we started, I mean, we're growing, right? I mean, we're not all the way up there. We're working up the mountain, aren't we? So you're episode 98, my friend.
Ooh,
so you're getting on.
A good year.
Yeah. You're getting on during a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited you're here. The podcast is still alive. We're sustaining. Yeah.
Yeah, we're holding in there.
Bryce, can you hear me from like right here? Or should I? Okay, my arms are getting. I'm weak.
So, but we're in there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're in there. But I want to. Well, you have a whole box there, Tristan, right?
So, what do you want? My workout regimen?
I want to know. I want to know how you came up with the name.
Sobriety or
your Crux Worldwide? Okay, you asked me how I came up with starting a podcast. I want to know how you started.
Do we have time for me to talk about the history of how I started this?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Let's go real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I guess I graduated high school. 2005, then I worked at Tilly's, and then I went to community college, tried to do general ed, but it sucked so bad that I took all of the fun electives, and then after that, I left 1 year after. I went to OCC, and then finally, I was just like, yeah, you know what? My mom's a nurse, so I was like, like I told her, like, hey, I want to be a nurse just like you. You make lots of money, so I can make lots of money, and then I can do art on the side. Mm-hmm. And then she looked at me and she was like, no, that's not what you want to do. You want to make art, and I think that you should go to school for that. And shout out to my mom.
Oh, man. I'm going to cry. That's right really nice of her to say that, because I know how Asian parents could be.
Oh, she's Filipino.
Yeah. My girl's Filipino, and her... It's the same thing. My girl's Filipino, and her mother's a nurse as well.
Are they strict, though?
They want the best for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's cool, your mom.
Well, she knows how hard it is. And
yeah.
She knows that, like, it's like, oh, you couldn't even pass general ed OCC. Yeah, what makes you think you're going to be a nurse?
So
it's like, do you, you know? Like,
yeah, that's
go
cool.
to the Art Institute. It's right next door. They just moved in. And I was like, oh, okay.
Then you did that.
And I did that. I went to the Art Institute, and they were like, hey, so what do you want to do with yourself? And I was just like, oh, I want to be a fine artist. So I was like thinking like David Cho, kind of like, I want to be an artist. And like, I was thinking of like Rhode Island's, like the college,
the art school,
but it's not. Art Institute is a trade school. And so that's I went cool. there, and they were like, oh, you want to paint? You want to be a painter, and you want to do fine art? You want to do gallery stuff? It's like, perfect. Graphic design is perfect for you. And that's it's like cool. totally not what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it was like a devil in disguise, because graphic design is pretty much what is a reason why, because there's the beat culture, but there's also the pin culture. You don't know this, but there's a huge
pin culture.
Yeah. I'm going on tour pretty soon. I'm going to go to Austin, Texas.
He's going on tour. Doing pins, dude. Open the box, dude. Open the box. I need to see what's up with this, dude. I mean, I'm so proud of you. This is crazy. I
mean, mine's different. Everyone varies,
dude,
and everyone
has I want to get in. I want to see what's up with your pins, dude.
Well,
You're going on tour for pins?
Yeah.
Doing your pins?
Shout out to Patches and Pins. Yeah, we're
go ahead. Do it.
Patches and Pins. What? They're doing their thing. It's like a exhibition. So there's like probably like 200 people. I should invite you next time. You'll be so overwhelmed, dude.
Yeah. Can you give us an example of what you do?
Okay.
These
are some of the stuff that I have.
Look at Bryce's wheels. The wheels turning in Bryce's head. Are you getting ideas, Bryce?
This is my box that I use when I vent.
Is that your merch box?
This is my merch box. This is what I use.
Okay.
These are my business cards.
Yeah. Okay. Let me check it out. Can I have one?
Yeah, you can have one. You can choose from. So I vary. I have a print shop, and I print out my own business cards. So I have like different ones.
This is Saget Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Can I have this one?
Yeah. Can we show pop culture stuff? Are we gonna get pulled?
No, you're good. I'm gonna put this right here.
Yeah, that one's a Rick and Morty Street Fighter one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all these are all... So, my thing is I do a lot of pop culture mashups. And you can even look at these. I make buttons,
Tristan Cruz, cruxworldwide.com, Instagram, underscore crux, info@cruxworldwide.com, doggy. You heard it first at the Stevie Weeby Show. All right, that's why you're here, bro. We're here to promote stuff like this.
Thanks,
that's
dude.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
I grew up on Street Fighter.
Awesome. Great podcast. I'll see you guys later.
Filled with different types of pins? Like, I see so many varieties.
These are buttons. So I also make buttons too.
Oh, you do buttons as well.
Yeah, I do shows. So like, I should have done the show that you were doing. So
yeah.
I have a merch table.
Can I have one of those?
At Beat Cinema.
Can
get more than one.
Oh my goodness.
Those are all buttons that I make.
Oh my goodness.
I want to give you some stickers.
Yeah, dude. Oh, this one's tight. Look at this, Bryce. Okay, Tristan, before we get ahead, how do you make a button like this?
I have a button machine.
You have a button machine?
Yeah, I use a button machine.
What is a button machine?
A button machine is a little machine that you could use to make buttons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's self-explanatory.
Yeah, okay, so it just makes buttons. A button machine.
Yeah, a button machine.
Is that the thing you stamp down?
I stamp down, yeah. And I also do custom ones for people. So whenever I'm at events, people can sit down and draw their own like custom buttons and everything.
Yeah.
And then I press it for them. So they can draw whatever they want, and I can turn it into a button.
I just got a visual. Remember that movie, Election? It's back from back in the day.
No.
Matthew Broderick, Reese Witherspoon.
I haven't watched anything, Steve.
Well, they're running for a high school president, and Reese Witherspoon's character has a button machine, and she makes pins at night, and it reminded me of that. So I know exactly what this is.
Yeah.
So what's the cost of making pins?
Making pins or making buttons?
More.
So there's a difference. These are buttons.
That's it. Actually, I don't want to take this back.
No, you get a handful. I make a bunch of them like every night or every other night that I go out.
I don't want this character. This is awesome. But keep going, Tristan.
Oh yeah, and then I vend like so I get invited to a lot of shows now since I do custom buttons and I sell pins.
Oh
so,
yeah.
So like my calendar, like I get requests to do. If you ever need any events, I do weddings, bar mitzvahs. I don't know.
Keep going.
Birthdays and bar mitzvah too.
You gotta say five more things.
You said
bar mitzvah.
Quinceañeras. Yeah. Backyard parties. I also do house shows.
Not only that. If you're an indie rock band or a punk band or a heavy metal, whatever kind of music you do, and you need pins,
holler at me.
Holler at Tristan. How about this? If you have a music website, okay?
Yeah.
And you want to get some pins done, go to Tristan. Right? What else? What else, Bryce? What are you missing?
Funerals.
Funeral.
I can do
you're gone.
No, ooh. I made buttons for funerals before. One of my friend's dad passed away, so I made buttons for him.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. That's pro bono.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the most bizarre pin you've made?
Bizarre pin? Or pin?
Or button and pin.
I don't know. I don't really know. Like the bizarre ones are when people make them. Like I've had a girl draw realistic dicks and vaginas. They were so good, I had to keep them. I was like, "Oh, can you make me one? Can you make two of those for me?" I didn't bring them.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say.
I should have brought them, but I have like a collection of other people's artwork that they draw, and sometimes they're so good. I'm like, "All right, can I get those?" Yeah. I collect buttons too, and I like collecting other people's like buttons. Yeah, and
there's a whole culture of this going on.
Not for buttons, but pins. For pins.
Let's see some examples of their pins.
A lot of these are like pop culture mashups. So I did a sideshow SpongeBob, and that's like a SpongeBob Simpsons.
Look at that,
dude! I did.
You get an idea, Bryce?
I did Haterade. I also do the backings myself.
Can I get a Haterade?
You can have the Haterade.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten to my stickers yet.
Well, let's keep this. Let's finish up the pins. I want to give more examples. Go
and then, so this is called a Tiny Link, and this is a Rick and Morty.
This is Rick and Morty
Link.
Are you getting that, Bryce?
Yeah, it's a lot of it's like puns and stuff. Yeah, Edward Scissorhands.
Wow, look at this, Bryce.
It's like a Hans Mole Man mixed
Bryce,
in with
this?
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah,
good. Wow. And then I do stuff.
Yeah, can I have an Edward Scissor?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just want to ask. I just want two.
Of each.
No. I don't want to take your merch. No. I just want to get examples of.
Can I tell you?
Beautiful.
Can you tell you what happened a couple months ago? I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But
go
like,
ahead.
Someone broke into my car and they stole like this much of like enamel pins, and I had to re-up again. But like, I take like 10 of, I bring 10 of each. Yeah.
Where did they break
in? And my gym bag and my yoga block. So if you're there, you're watching this. You're an asshole.
God, that sucks, man.
I know, but
did they know you had this?
No, they just broke into my car. I think it was just like probably some random dude because it's not like they knew. I don't even understand why they would even like take it.
Yeah,
because it's not like, oh, now I could sell these. It's kind of like,
that would have made me so upset.
Yeah, I was upset at first, but like I was like an hour from now, like I was like I'm gonna like. Be angry for an hour, and then after that, I'm going to have to just, like, not think about it anymore, because a week from now, it's
sorry.
Like, I shouldn't have to think about this.
Yeah, would you be upset?
I'd be upset.
I'd be very upset.
It's like...
How much worth, if you don't mind me asking, how much...
Altogether?
Yeah, how much money is
probably
that?
Probably, like, $1,500 if I sold them all.
$1,500?
Yeah, because these, like, I charge $10 each, and...
These are $10 each?
Yeah.
Wow, look, do
well,
you
I mean
that?
Like I also
good for
do,
you, dude. No, $10 each.
Yeah, I mean I can I also do discounts too. I hook people up. Yeah.
Dude, you gotta, dude, I'm telling you, Bryce, I'm just between me and you. I know we gotta do another read soon, but just, I'm talking to you, Bryce. Make sure you get his info. All
right.
Cause we're looking to do merch too. We're looking to do merch too, man. Okay. And I like what you're doing here.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing here, brother.
And like,
yeah, brother. I love it. And look I at the packaging, dude. Look how dope the packaging is.
The packaging, I have a print shop in my garage, and I print all these out myself. Oh,
wow. So you're a self-made, you're your own facility.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to have to, the only time I ever want to deal with production is, I can't make these, so I get these through China, the enamel pins.
Oh.
I outsource them.
Oh.
But I make these the backings. Everyone does. Anyone, listen, if anyone tells you that like someone from Texas is like making enamel pins, they're lying to you. They're just outsourcing and shipping it to you.
All right. That's some insight right there.
Yeah.
That's some insight. Wow. And the
and there's a lot of middlemen.
Well, the overhead's cheap for you. The overhead, the overall overhead, just for all this stuff.
Yeah, it's really cheap for me, and I also it's good to have my own print shop because I don't have to rely on other people. I don't have to wait, and I also help other pin makers out.
Wow.
Shout outs, Otherworld.
Yeah,
yeah. So like, I have like other friends that like I print stuff out for.
Wow, amazing, dude.
This
is
I make
cool
zines
stuff.
Too.
Yeah. So do we have to, Bryce, you say we have to do another read?
Yep.
We're going to do another read and come directly back to your merch.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, this next sponsor is for Purple Mattress, folks. I have one myself. I haven't slept as well in years, okay? You get a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied with the Purple Mattress, you could return your mattress for a full refund. Backed up by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, and old mattress removal. This is important, folks. If you apply now, you get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. And that's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text. This is what you got to do, folks. You text Stevie, STEEBEE at 474747. Okay, so you text it at 474747. So text the name Stevie, STEEBEE at, like a regular message. To the number 474747.
And message and data rates may apply.
Okay. Get your free pillow. Try out the mattress, man. If you don't like it, you can return it. Give it a shot. Why not? You know? You might sleep like a baby like me. You might sleep like a baby. Okay? Are you happy with that?
Very happy.
And I was more like clear on the instructions,
there.
Right? Shout out to Purple Mattress. We love you guys. Okay. Back to you. I'm so hyped on your merch, man.
Oh, thanks,
this is
man.
Good, man.
Thank you.
What's in this wooden box? Let's be.
Do you want me to show you the rest, or do we have time?
Yeah,
No.
Show us a couple more examples. Okay, yeah.
I have this.
Mega Man?
Yeah, but
I want the Mega Man one.
It's Childish.
Yeah, yeah. I'll return this one. I want the I'm a fan of Gambino too. I'm a fan of it. So I want the Mega Man because I remember playing that on Nintendo.
Hey, when are you gonna have him as a guest?
Who? Gambino? Yeah, I guess you gotta shoot for the stars, huh? I'm gonna put this out in the universe. That's gonna happen.
Why
one day.
Not? Why not?
Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm. Episode 2.
We loved you as
102.
We loved you as a young Lando Calrissian, but we also love you as a musical gifted person.
Yeah, he's like,
okay,
he's amazing.
Okay, I want Frank Ocean. I want Earl Sweatshirt. I want all of them.
I can see it in your eyes.
I want all of them.
You
I'm
got
putting
this.
It out there in the universe. Holler at me. We'll get you on here. This is a great platform. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
to really put a light on people and what they do. And just plug in what they do, right?
Yeah, I appreciate this. This is the first time I've ever done
a
podcast.
This is a perfect platform for a guy like you.
Thank you.
Do you have a Zelda one in there?
A Zelda one?
Yeah. You have a Legend of Zelda one?
Well, no, I mean, I did like a Tiny Link one.
Oh, Tiny Link, go.
But that's a Rick and Morty one. I don't know.
Do you have a Ryu or do you have a...
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, are you going to do other Street Fighter characters?
Yeah. I just have a bunch of stuff. But
Which one is this?
It's that one's a Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon. They have Pokemon.
Gudetama one.
Gudetama Pokemon.
Well, I like that one. Yeah.
Can I give this to Bryce?
Yeah.
There you go. There's for Bryce, you know? Can't leave him hanging.
Let me be one of your sponsors.
we'll talk after.
I'm just giving you free pins.
We're doing this whole interview is a sponsorship for
you.
I
know.
This whole thing is a sponsorship for CrocsWorldwide.com. Just to put it out there. This whole thing is we're sponsoring. Yeah. Like, this is for you.
Thank you.
Can I see what's in the box too, Tristan?
What's in the box?
What's in the magical box?
What's in the box?
It's Pandora's stickers. Box. Oh, you do stickers?
Yeah.
Bryce. He does stickers.
I like
the quality.
Thank you. I vectorize and design them myself.
Hey, isn't this...
That's Littlefinger.
Littlefinger from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, the Little Caesars.
Little Caesars, Littlefinger. I need this one. This one more. I just need this one. I have a Game of Thrones tattoo. I need this one. Tristan, can I have it?
Yeah.
I need this one.
There's a new Aladdin.
Little Caesars, Little Finger.
There's a new Aladdin movie coming out. Yeah. So I have this one. It's Towley as the magic carpet.
Dude, look at this quality, Bryce.
Shout out to Sticker App. They're the guys that make my
stickers.
Let's
see some more examples.
You guys need to like put my...
Is this Snoop Dogg?
This is a Snoop Dogg album, but it's based on Snoop Kid from Hey Arnold. I don't know if you ever watched Hey Arnold,
I'll look into it, and I love it. And this is the last one I'm going to take of yours. I love it. Dude, where do you come up with these ideas, man?
Where I come up with them? I just have a list of them, and they just pop in my head. Sometimes I'm in the sauna, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm riding my bike. Yeah, it just depends. Sometimes I watch a lot of TV now.
Oh, right. Let's see some other examples.
Well, do you want one of these? Because I have...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so with the enamel pins, I make like 100 of them each.
Bryce, take this.
So,
it's a Haterade, like Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Like, they sort of like sell out really quick because
I
only make 100.
This is cool
but sometimes
stuff.
I do restocks, and then the stickers I make 200 of each.
Wow!
Yeah, I don't know if you watch Doug.
No, I'm not really up on a lot of it.
the
cartoon stuff.
What kind of cartoons did you watch growing up? You don't watch cartoons? This one? Yeah, it's a Futurama Bob's Burgers one.
That's actually... Oh, Thundercats?
Thundercats. Okay. See,
G.I. Joe. When G.I. Joe was out, yeah.
Wow. They have...
Transformers?
And maybe like He-Man and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, He-Man.
Okay.
Transformers.
Yeah.
GoBots.
GoBots?
Yeah, GoBots. Bryce,
yeah, that's why
can you add some in there? What did you grow up on?
Tailspin.
Tailspin for Bryce.
Rescue Rangers. Do you remember that one?
Vaguely,
Aladdin, Simone and
Pumbaa. Aladdin was dope. God, I miss those days when I was a kid, Saturday mornings, yeah.
Remember Gargoyles?
Yeah.
Oh. So you were heavily influenced by animation and cartoons, obviously.
That's part of like this.
Yeah, so let me ask you something.
Yeah.
With all this merch, how do you get rid of it all?
How do I get rid of it?
Yeah,
all?
Let's talk about these conventions, man.
Okay, so I sell them at conventions, and I do a lot of shows. I do a lot of... So I was vending at Beat Cinema, and that's where I saw Free the Robots the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, you were at the podcast, huh? You're at the CD.
Yeah.
And I was like, how was it? Because I'm going to be there on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, oh, yeah, it's cool, man. Yeah. You just go all over the place.
Well, he was honest.
Yeah.
I think the homie Gino was on there too. Was Gino on the
bill? He was. Yeah. Was he that
Giovanni Marks?
Tall?
Yeah, he's tall.
Yeah,
tall black dude.
Black dude.
Yeah,
he's
he was
awesome.
On the show.
He was on the show?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
I need to start listening
homie,
to your podcast.
And they used to be a group called Lab Waste in the early 2000s. The homie Adlib, he changed it to Thavius Beck. I want to get Thavius Beck on here. Remind me, because he actually teaches how to use Ableton. Can you write Thavius' name on the list, please? I need Thave on here. Okay. Yeah, with that being said, what takes place in these conventions? Like, how does it work? Do you have a booth and stuff?
Yeah. Or? So you pay for a booth. Well, for the most part, like, there's the conventions, and then I do small shows. A lot of vendors that, like, are my peers, they don't do what I do. Like, they don't go to bars and, like, hustle. Mm-hmm. They only do big events. And the big event right now, there's two. There's Patches and Pins.
And Patches and Pins.
Yeah, and then Pin and Patch Con. They're kind of like...
Cool.
Rivals.
So is it like a Comic-Con for people like you guys? Is it like your guys'
Comic-Con?
Yeah,
but I think Patches and Pins started like 3 years ago. It's fairly new, but it's blowing up. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Uh-huh. I went to the first one, and like now, like there's going to be one in New York. There's going to be one in Austin. There's going to be one in Portland. There's going to be one in San Francisco, LA.
Is this blowing your mind or what? I know, dude. This you're blowing them. I had no idea. Like, similar to the beat scene, like, this exists?
The beat scene is huge, too. Have you ever been a low end?
I went back in the day maybe once or twice. I was so drunk, I don't remember, dude. Like, I was just at the bar, like, faded. Like, I don't really remember.
Yeah, that's a big...
I remember Flying Lotus was on the bill, a couple other cats. I hardly remember. I was... Yeah. I'm sober now, but I was, like...
How long have you been sober?
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to strive for.
Are you sober?
I stopped drinking 11 days ago.
Good for you, man.
And
stick
like,
with it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost, the second or third day, like my friend, we were going to Beat Cinema, and he like jumps into my car, and he had like a six pack or something, and he's like, hey, like chug a beer and everything. Mm. And I'm just like... Nah, I'm not drinking anymore. Yeah. And he's like, what? You know how like friends are, what? You're not drinking anymore?
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, I'm not. And I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah. And I'm just not good on it.
Yeah, I'm not good on it. And I don't wanna risk what I'm doing right now.
You got a good thing going on, Tristan. You know what I mean? You got a real good positive thing going on. You know?
Yeah, and then so I was like about to drive, and then he was like, good, because I didn't think you had it. I was like, really? I don't think you had it in you. I was like, oh yeah. And then I was like, thank God you said that, because I was about to drink a beer right now with you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But so, like, I like it. I'm more focused, and I don't have to rely on it. If I was drinking, I think I probably would have gotten here a little tipsy.
Oh.
I probably would have been like more. Cause like when you drink, you're not in the moment, and like sometimes things are
hazy.
It's
good to be in the moment.
Yeah, and I don't like blacking out anymore.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man.
I went to an art show and I like.
Well, they offer free drinks there.
No, right? I got there drunk already. And then like I totally my friend Dirty Merlin was DJing. And I was just dancing and everything like as usual, killing it and everything. And then. It ends at 12, and then, like, I woke up at 4. I woke up at 4 standing up. I was blacked out, and then
four
in the morning, and I was still in the gallery, and there's probably, like, 20 people left, and I was like, oh, what the hell?
Oh
my and I was
God.
Just like, I'm still here, and I'm like, standing. Like, I just, like, came back to reality. Yeah,
you're
like I blacked out.
Drunk coma.
Yeah, but like, cause I wasn't drinking or anything anymore.
Yeah.
Had I been drinking too, I would have passed out. But like, since I was just buzzing, I think I was just like walking like a zombie, and that's a scary thing. Like walking around, and like you wake up the next day, and you're like, oh God, what did I do? And then you have to like text, hey, was I cool? And your friends are always like, yeah, you were chill, dude. They never really tell you what's up. They're like, yeah you were cool. Like, what? All right,
that's crazy. So let's like I had another question about these conventions. Do you have to apply to go, or are you invited
you have to apply. So it's like DesignerCon. You ever been to DesignerCon?
No, I have
no idea.
Okay,
that's another thing.
Do you know about this, Bryce?
Nope, I do not know.
Okay.
Are you tuning out on us?
Nope.
Okay. But so what's that?
Yeah, Designer Con is like the biggest event. It's kind of like a Comic Con, but for people that make designer toys, not the kind of designer toys you're thinking about, but like action figures.
Action figures, yeah.
Then like pins and art. It's just a bunch of like really big artists just go there and like have booths. And so you'll see like all of the rising stars, the new and the old, like all the mm-hmm, Art of Skinner is going to be there. So cool. You'll see like Suck like Lord.
That. Wait, isn't that an artist?
Yeah.
I've heard that name. Skinner?
Yeah.
God, where have I heard that name? Did he used to, God. He's been around, right?
Yeah, he's around. And
was he around
does
when
a lot
Shepard
of work.
Fairey was around as well?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. But well, I've heard
Obey,
that guy.
Obey probably has something there too.
You thought of, because it seems like you have a good thing going on, but
yeah.
Would you be open to doing action figures?
Yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, I want to do that. So
you
if anyone's listening, like...
Holler at you?
Yeah. Well, I know... I knew a guy. I was going to link up with him because he does sculptures and everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that would be something like way better. And like I think if I go to Designer Con, I would kill more because all I have to offer right now is like stickers and pins.
But that's
and,
still
like,
good, dude.
It's still
you have
good.
A good start, dude.
Yeah. And I don't like carry... Everyone wants me to make shirts, but...
Yeah,
don't
why don't
know.
You do
shirts? Just if I were to do it, I want to do a made to order mm-hmm. because I don't like carrying. Mm-hmm. It sucks. It's like being like a DJ that like carries vinyls. Mm-hmm, like you have like four boxes to
go
to like a show.
I hear
like,
you.
With
I hear
this,
you,
I just have like one box and I have a wagon.
Boom,
and
boom,
everyone's
boom.
Like, "Oh, that's so cute. You have a little wagon,
dude." That like, stands out though. They'll be like, "That's the dude with the wagon."
I'm always like, the guy that's like, "Oh, weren't you at that backyard show? You were making custom buttons for people." That's how people remember. You're that button guy.
You make custom, but say that again. Custom buttons.
Custom
pins.
I don't make custom.
But custom buttons.
Custom buttons.
What's your rate for, because we're going to look into this, right, Bryce?
Well,
we'll talk after. But so, what's your rate?
I mean, for the buttons, it's more interactive. So I have a table and it's all lined up with pens and markers, and then you get a marker and you just draw whatever you want, and that's how you make the custom button. And I have my button machine. I take the piece of paper and I make it in front of you, kind of like Benihana, and I'm like,
are you listening to this, Bryce? He could do it on the spot like Benihana chefs.
Yeah,
on the spot.
Yeah,
dude, good for you, man.
If you ever want me as a side guest, I'll be over there and I'll make buttons.
Yeah,
while
we can
I
use
some.
We need a button guy. I'm just letting you know. We need a button guy. We need a sticker guy. We need a pin guy. We need a shirt guy. We need a beanie guy. We need a hat guy. We need a poster guy. Every kind of guy.
You're about
remix
to wrap
that.
Right.
My fans remix that. Send it to me. All right. Well, I think we got to wrap up here because we got to think. We got to be mindful towards. But dude, I think we got a lot of good info.
Yeah,
are you satisfied with the amount of information we got out there with your business?
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I was gonna tell you more about like my design career and how I started.
We'll do that for part two. We'll do part two.
Part two?
We'll do that for part two.
Okay.
We'll do that for part two, Tristan.
Because I was like,
yeah. But with that, we have to let's plug. Can I just say, read, because this is all your info, right?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, so in order for, if you guys want anything done by Tristan Cruz, pins, buttons, stickers, etc., his name's Tristan Cruz. Go to cruxworldwide.com. His Instagram is T_CRUX. And then this is your website here?
Yep.
info@cruxworldwide.com. Beavis and Butthead right there. Beavis and Butthead. Okay, right there. Are you happy? Did we get all the info? Mm-hmm. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
I really enjoy your company, man.
Dude.
We could go on for hours.
Yeah,
I already knew when I first met you. This could be a five-hour thing. This could be a five-hour thing.
Did you go through all that or what? No,
no, I didn't even read any. Your questions are literally right below. So there you go again, Bryce. I was prepared, but that was Organica 101. I'm prepared.
I've been taught to prepare more, so.
I was prepared for you, but I knew with you, I was so confident. I'm like, we could just shoot the breeze for 3 hours, and then
you remind me of a friend, like that.
Yeah.
I would like if we
would go to a coffee shop and just talk about
You got to get my friend Chip here. Like,
well, we'll talk after. I want to get your references as well.
Cool.
And then we'll
are we still live?
Yeah, we're still live. No, we're still recording.
Okay.
Oh, you're acting like we're done?
Yeah, I thought we were done. No, I was like, why am I still holding the mic?
I still have to do some shout outs.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, dude, thanks again, Tristan.
Yeah, no problem.
The best of luck to you for your future conventions. And I only see a bright future for you.
Come to Beat Cinema.
I'll try. Remind me.
Or like the Beat Battle.
Remind me, and then I'll try to go. Yeah, I would love to see that. It'll blow my mind, I bet. So that's thanks, and then we got that info. I got to shout out the new Patreons this week. Shout out to my man Bryant Stewart, Izzy Marley, and my man Isaac. Shout out to my buddies Jeffrey Shepard and Isaac Amos Kua. Again, the same people keep buying my other albums, like, because these guys have bought like one EP, and then another guy will buy like Collage of the Mirror. Like, thanks. We need like 1,000 more of people like this, wouldn't you say?
10,000.
Maybe 100,000 people more. The StevieWeebyBandcamp.com to get any of my music, okay? So go there. If you want to really support the show, patreon.com/StevieWeeby is where you need to be, right, Bryce?
Right.
We're going to revamp it. We're already in talks of doing that.
Yeah, big things on the way, guys.
If you want exclusive songs that you could only get on here, you come here. This is the only place you can get them. If you want to get exclusive, really personal diaries, I do these diary logs every Monday. Have you heard any of them?
I'm so behind right
now. Well, try to catch up. You can go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby and get in there. You'll be in the loop, my friends. Okay, patreon.com/StevieWeeby if you want to follow the show. Instagram/QUANGOU. If you want to send physical stuff, like this beautiful sweatshirt here, okay? Send it to the Stevie Weeby Show, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California. Okay? Did we get everything? Yeah. Yeah. Thanks again to Purple Mattress. Make sure you do that and make sure you put the right code in, right? Stevie, and then text it to 474747. Yep. That's it. Get your free pillow, right? Bluechew.com, right? Bluechew.com with the promo code Stevie. Same thing here. It's right there. Yep. It's not rocket science, all right? If you do that, you're going to help the show go, right? It's going to help us out as well. We have big plans on the way. There is a little Ray, unfortunately.
Little
Ray's back this week. I don't know what he's up to, but thanks, brother.
Thank you.
The best of luck. I already know you have a bright future ahead.
Thank you, man.
With all this stuff.
Thank you for blessing me.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Yeah. Namaste. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. Namaste. Namaste. Little Ray. Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls. The Little Ray's World. Hee-haw!
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, hi guys. I'm so scared.
What the hell happened to you, girl?
Well, I was supposed to babysit for the Hamiltons, and some strange man kicked me in the river, and I didn't know how to swim, and I drowned to death.
Oh, man, oh, man. I'm so sorry that happened to you, girl. If me and Beep see this man, we're gonna kick his butt all over this purgatory planet, man. You could hang out with me and Beep for the time being, but we did write a song about you. Your name is Bree, right?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Well, Beep told me he's more powerful than R2-D2, man. We wrote a song about you, and it goes like this, Bree. The babysitter.
This one's about Bree the babysitter,
Bree the
man.
Babysitter, man.
It's so sad how she passed away, my friends.
Listen up.
Bree the babysitter was not a stripper, man. Her body was found in the bottom of the river. Wanna know who had kicked her? A man wearing glitter with a trench coat bigger than a boat with a skipper. Prayed to the Big Dipper. Bree could not swim like Zipper. Beep touch a transmitter. Couldn't make it to the Hamiltons before they went to dinner. Cause Bree got scoped out and picked from the litter. Lil Ray is a true spitter. The accomplice was a drifter. And Bree couldn't swim a lick, so go figure. It's sad how her body sank like bottles of the liquor. I would find her killer with my finger on the trigger. Instead, he escaped like a dirty counterfeiter. If me and Beep see him, he'll get faded with them clippers. It's Bree, man, the babysitter, man. It's Bree, man, the babysitter. So sad how she passed away in the bottom of the river.
Join us real soon for another episode of Lil Ray's World, man. I'm looking to do some shows, too, so holler at me, man.
Be sure to check out the Chip Patreon. Fun stuff on the way, guys.